As a Christian, what happens when I lose? How do I deal with defeat? How do you deal with defeat? I thought that with Christ, we always have victory. I thought that with Christ, we can do all things. Well, let's talk about it today because I want to break down to you how to deal with defeat because you know what? Defeat is actually inevitable in our everyday lives in this earth. So grab your Bible. Let's get right into this. Welcome to His Word, My Walk, where my desire is to ignite your spirit, elevate your mind, and yes, even challenge your body. I'm your host, Kayla, just your girl next door, Christian mentor, Bible teacher, and big sis here to help you experience God in a fresh way in your own life. Check this out. You can now join me on YouTube and watch this exact teaching. So your choice, whether you're watching or listening while you're out walking, my true desire is to drop some truth, encourage you, lift you up, and share insight from my own life about how God's word and my daily walk go together. So lace up those sneakers, head out the door, and let's get into it. Hey, welcome back to my channel. My name is Kayla. I'm a Christian mentor, a Bible teacher, and just your like girl next door, big sister in the spirit type of person here to actually teach you how to walk out your faith, how to live out your faith. So if you're down for the Christian content, you're down to help grow your faith and you want to dig into the Bible and learn how to do that more, click subscribe, follow along with me, and let's do just that. Well, today I actually want to talk about defeat. And here's why. Y'all, I was a college basketball player, and it is March Madness right now, and it is just coming to an end, and the championship games, and there's teams that are defeated. And I feel it in my heart. I find myself crying at the end of the games. And as I'm processing this, I'm starting to ask God, how do I deal with defeat? Now, as an athlete, I was taught at a really young age how to deal with defeat, right? You handle it with grace, you take a loss, you shake hands, you say good job, you thank your coach. Remember that you're representing not only yourself, but your family, and now God. So I want to talk about dealing with defeat today, and how do we actually do that? Well, as Christians, I think sometimes we think we're not defeated, right? Christ has overcome. I'm more than a conqueror. I have victory with God, right? But here's the actual truth. It's not that we just have victory in everything. Christ has defeated death. Okay, Christ has defeated the power of sin and death. Let me go there for you. Revelation chapter 1, verse 18, it says this. Jesus says, I am the living one. I died, but look, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and the grave. Jesus defeated death. He defeated death, the power of sin and death. Okay, let's go to one more. Let's go 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 10, if I can get there. It says this. And now he has made all of this plain to us by the appearing of Christ Jesus, our Savior. He broke the power of death and illuminated the way of life and immortality through the good news. Jesus defeated the power of death on the cross. He didn't say anything about a basketball game. He didn't say anything about relationships or your job or the other things that we experience defeat in our lives. So I think it's important to actually talk about because now as a believer, how do I deal with defeat? How do I handle it? How do I not just handle it graciously, but how do I handle it mentally and how do I handle it spiritually as well? So let's talk about the tournament. Let's talk about March Madness because in the men's side, I think 64 teams enter this tournament and one ends up as the champion, right? You win, you stay in, you lose, you go home and your season's over. So it hurts and there's a battle in there, but you've got to learn how to deal with defeat. So I've got three scenarios today and this is truly how the Lord broke this down to me of how to deal with defeat in my life and how to see and experience defeat and see it in a fresh new way because you know what? God is so good. He is so good and he loves his children, us. He loves us so much, but we will experience defeat. So check this out. I've got three scenarios of defeat in our lives. And here's the first one, defeat that ends the season. Now, like I just mentioned, right? These basketball teams, they're going into the tournament, trying to get to the Final Four. But when you're defeated, that defeat ends the season. Like all the training, all the work, all the sweat, all the tears, all the blood, all the everything that you put into it, and now the season is over. Like whether it's basketball, relationship, a career, when a season ends, we feel it. When a season ends, we hurt, and there's not anything that can actually change that. It's actually how we're supposed to react when a season ends, we feel the pain, especially when we've put so much into it. And I think sometimes we don't expect seasons to end, right? Especially like without a ring. No matter which side of that discussion you're going on, we don't expect a season to end without a ring, without a promotion, without a party, without a celebration, especially when the season was so good. But sometimes the season ends with defeat. And all that means is that the season is over. You can look at a basketball team and see the players, look at the roster, right? And if you look at the roster, not everyone on that team is a senior. For everyone on that team, it's not their last season of basketball. It is just the end of this season. And so I think sometimes we have to remind ourselves as believers that, hey, this is just the end of a season. But you know what? God is the God of seasons, and He proves it to us every single day. He operates in seasons. We can look at seasons in the weather, right? Summer, spring, winter, fall. We can look in weather and see seasons. I mean, gosh, we've like invented calendars and clocks to try to put what God has put in seasons into like our own understanding for the world. God operates in seasons. So if you're feeling like you were defeated and the season is over, there's another season. You may be going into what's called an off season, but did you hear what I said? An off season. An off season is actually a season. Like, this is a time for building. This is a time for doing other things and preparing, preparation as well. But the off season is also a season, and that's a whole nother subject that I could get into for this. Look, when I came out of college, again, I played college basketball. My second year, our team won the national championship. I had experienced defeat before that, but then we experienced defeat that ended a season. But after that, I actually got a job working with the National Basketball Association right out of college. It was amazing. And I remember meeting people there and being like, what do you mean you've worked here? You've worked there. You've worked in baseball. You've worked in NASCAR. You've worked in all these other areas. Like, this is it. This is like my dream job. I'm here. And then that season ended. And when that season ended, I was like, oh my gosh, now what? It felt like everything had fallen down and everything had crushed me, but I had to realize this is just the end of a season. There's another season coming after this. There's another season coming after this. So I need you to hear me, and I want to encourage you, if you feel like you've been defeated and it has ended your season, there is another season coming. You may be sitting there saying, why, God, why? Because He is a God of seasons. He is a God of seasons, and He is a God of cycles. So this defeat may have actually ended your season, but here's the second scenario. This defeat may have ended the game. Now, in a season, right, I'm competitive. I've always been competitive. If you look at a basketball season, what do they got, 25, 30 games? How many teams go undefeated? Now, what a timely message right now, because the South Carolina women's basketball team has just done it. They have just done it, but in the last 41 years, only 10 times has this achievement been had for a team to go undefeated, to go through the entire season without losing a game. So how did the other teams even make it into the tournament? How did they even get to the championship? How did previous champions win the championship game? Well, they experienced defeat. They realized that defeat was just a game. They realized that there was another game coming. So here's the thing. You've got to experience in your life and realize that this defeat may just be the end of a game, and it's not the end of the season. There's actually another game on the schedule. You may have been called into the boss's office today, and he may or she may have said something to you that you feel like you're in trouble and you feel so defeated, but there's another project coming up in a month. There's another meeting coming up in a week. That was just a game. The season's not over. So you've got to be able to push yourself through that defeat and know that this defeat ended a game. But the season has been set. And that's the crazy thing. The schedule for a season is set at the beginning. You know there's another game coming. When I was in college playing basketball, you know what our coach would say if we experienced defeat? Now, I went back and looked. We were 30-5. The year we won the championship, which was 2001. We were 30-5. So 5 times in that season, we experienced defeat. Now, looking back, it seems pretty amazing. 30-5 is an amazing record and an amazing feat. But in those moments, that defeat hits hard. And I remember after the games, shower up, you get on the bus, and the coach would say, hey, shower up, get on the bus, practice on Monday, time to prepare for the next game. Time to prepare for the next game. We had to realize this season's not over. This defeat was just a game, and there's another game on the schedule. What have you quit on lately? Who have you quit on lately? Maybe it was even yourself. It's just a game. It's just a game, and there are more games on the season, so pick yourself back up. Get back to studying, get back to working, get back to speaking, get back to posting, whatever it is in your business that you've quit on because you felt defeated. It was just a game. The season's not over. How dare you give up on the entire season 3 games in? How dare you give up on that work project 2 weeks in when you don't make the money that you thought you were going to make? How dare you give up? God is a God of seasons. You may have been defeated in a game, but the season is not over. Come on, come on, take a L and learn from it. Recognize it was just a game. The season is not over. God doesn't flow like that. He doesn't flow like that. Like, tighten it up. You've got another chance. There's another game already on the schedule. There's another opportunity already in front of you. Don't you dare go into that opportunity with fear because you were just defeated. Get back to preparation. Get back to preparation. Put the shots up, put the reps in, and go into the next game ready to fight. All right, so I've given you 2 scenarios. Defeat that ends the season and defeat that ends the game. And here's the third one. Defeat that ends the play. In a game, in a women's college basketball game, 4 10-minute quarters, you know how many plays there are? I don't know. I don't know, but I can tell you that there's a lot. There are a lot of plays in a 40-minute basketball game. Do you win every time you have the ball? No. Do you score every time your team has the ball? No. You are defeated. You are defeated. And now that defeat may be you miss a shot. It may be the other team steals it. You may just throw the ball out of bounds. It may be an unforced turnover. It may be a bad bounce of the ball. It may be a bad call by a ref. But it is the defeat of the play. Your play has been defeated. And so what do? You get back on defense, and your only purpose, your only focus is to get the ball back in the hands of your team so that you can attempt to score again. The play has been defeated. The game is not over. When I was playing ball, one of the quotes that we were taught all the time was to have a next play mentality. You've got to have a next play mentality. You'll see those players. I love that I'm trying to like point at someone else like I've never done this. You'll see players who like you miss a shot or you do something that forces an error and you just hang your head. You got to have that next play mentality. There's another play coming. The game is not over. The game is not over. Pick yourself up. Have that next play mentality. This was something so small. And you have so many more opportunities. You know how many times people call me and like try to talk trash in a basketball game when the team that I'm cheering for, the team that I picked is down and there's like 2 minutes left? My response is always, there's a lot of time left. There's a lot of time left on the clock. You've got another opportunity. You've got to have that next play mentality. This is just a defeat in a play. Pick yourself right back up. That phone call that you just got, that email that you just called, that's just a play. It's not the end of the game, let alone the end of the season. Stop mixing them up. You've got to just have that next play mentality. Move on to the next one. Oh, you got a rude comment on your YouTube? Next play mentality. Next play mentality. Next play mentality. Next play mentality. I'll tell you what, when I was young, I used to travel around to basketball camps. I was from Saskatchewan, Canada, and my dad and I would travel to North Dakota State University for a couple weeks, down through Colorado. I'd go to camp at Arizona State University, back up through Montana for a couple weeks there, and then back into Canada. And when I was at North Dakota State University, I can't remember his last name, but my coach's name was Fred. He was on the men's basketball team there. And I had missed my first 2 shots in the game that we were playing. And I was down, like hanging my head, pouting. I was in 9th grade. And like just the whole thing. He pulled me out of the game and he said, hey, shoot till you're hot. And when you're hot, keep shooting. And that phrase has stuck with me for life. I've taken it into business. I've taken it into relationships. I've taken it into everything that I do. Shoot till you're hot. And when you're hot, keep shooting. In other words, you don't ever quit. You don't ever give up. You keep shooting till you're hot. And when you're hot, you keep shooting. You never give up on yourself. You have that next play mentality because you can make the next shot and you can make the next shot and you can make the next shot. Shoot till you're hot. And when you're hot, keep shooting. Recognize that if you miss and the other team gets the rebound, that play was defeated, not the game. Next play mentality. Now, look, there's going to come time where we know a season is coming to an end, or we know an era is coming to an end. And oftentimes when that happens, we can celebrate it, right? A national championship game, you know that's the last game of the season if you're defeated or you're victorious. So you can still celebrate and prepare for that. You know when it's more than the end of a season, but since God is the God of seasons, there's still more to come and there's more ahead of us. And I don't want you to get stuck in this mentality that you just feel defeated. And here's another thing. I'm just going to throw this out there. Y'all, if you've been defeated as a believer and you keep telling yourself I'm just in a Job season, I just feel like Job. Let me tell you this. I am so sick of everyone saying they feel like Job when they're going through a hard time. Because how come we don't say we feel like Job when things are great for us? How come we don't say we feel like Job when we're having a great season? Because the truth is, I hope I can say one day I'm having a Job season in a positive way. Because have you ever read the end of Job? Right, Job went through a lot. He had experienced a lot of defeat. He was defeated in games. He was defeated in seasons. He was defeated in a lot of plays. And he had friends along the way who, you know, weren't teammates, right? But I want to read this to you because when you experience defeat, you don't stay defeated. God has another play. God has another game. God has another season ahead of you. Let me go here for you. Have you ever read Job chapter 42? It's the last chapter of the book of Job. Have you ever read that? Job chapter 42, I'm going to start in verse 12 for you and I'm going to read a little bit. So the Lord blessed Job in the second half of his life even more than in the beginning. For now he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 teams of oxen, and 1,000 female donkeys. He also gave Job 7 more sons and 3 more daughters. Did you hear what I said in that? So the Lord blessed Job in the second half of his life even more than in the beginning. So the Lord blessed Job in the second half of his life even more than in the beginning. Can you imagine if Job just quit? Just quit on life? The Lord blessed him in the second half of his life, even more. Sometimes we say Job got double for his trouble. He didn't give up. He realized that he got defeated in a play. He got defeated in a game. He even got defeated in a season. But he knows that God is a God of seasons and God came through for him. He came through for him. So I want you to know this. Jesus Christ has defeated death. He has defeated the power of sin and death, and through his crucifixion, through his sacrifice on the cross, we as believers can come. Once we believe in him, we have eternal life with him. We are with him, defeating death and the power of sin. But a basketball game, a relationship, your career, right? We're going to experience defeat in our lives because we live in this world, and this world is a trip. But I want to encourage you to remember who God is. And God is a God of seasons. So if you feel defeated, recognize that it may be the end of a season. But hey, don't mistake the end of a season for just the end of a game. You may have another opportunity right in front of you. You got to focus on it. It's already on the schedule. And don't mistake the end of a game for the end of a play. Have that next play mentality and keep pushing through. God is here with you. He says that he will fight with you. You've got to fight. Know that you will experience defeat here on earth. And with Christ, you are victorious. But when you experience defeat, remember who God is. And God is a God of love and a God of mercy and a God of grace. And he is victorious. So in the end, we are with him. In the end, we experience that victory with him. While on earth, learn how to deal with defeat. Let me pray over you before I go. God, I just thank you for who you are. I thank you for how strategic and purposeful you are in everything that you do. And I just pray over the one listening right now. God, I pray that you open up their eyes to see all that you have in front of them, to see defeat in a new way, to know if it's the end of a play or if it's the end of a game or if it's the end of the season, and to not get those mixed up anymore, to have that next play mentality, to keep going, to keep pushing forward, to keep pressing on, knowing that you are God and you are good. Your plans for them are good. God, I thank you and I worship you and I praise you, God, as we continue to move forward in these moments in our lives. God, I pray that we, as we experience defeat, that we can still lean on you and know that there's another game, know that there's another play, know that there's another season, because you are God and you are good. We do this all for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining me this week. My prayer is that this episode was able to ignite your spirit, elevate your mind, and challenge your body. The His Word, My Walk podcast is here to serve you. So if you haven't already, you can check out more of my programs and services at HisWordMyWalkPodcast.com. You can also find me on Instagram at Kayla Praise. If you could do me a quick favor and leave a written review in your listening app, I would really appreciate it. I'll see you next time. We'll be right back.